sat next to the guru and asked, "Respected guru, when I came here yesterday, why couldn't I see you?" The guru said, "How could you see in such extreme darkness?" "Darkness, but it was broad daylight when I came here yesterday," the guru replied. "Is there any deeper darkness than pride?" These words struck the pundit. "Because you can fly, you think you are so great? Look around. The birds can fly. The insects can fly. Do you want to be like them?" The truth struck home, and the pundit confessed, "Forgive me. I see your wisdom, great guru. I have read sacred books and gained superpowers, but I'll admit I have not found peace and happiness. Please tell me, how can I touch the feet of the Creator?" The guru explained to him, "You worship gods and goddesses, and just like humans, they are temporary. You have followed men of great knowledge, and you have become lost in that knowledge. That kind of knowledge, which increases the darkness of ego, will not help. Words are only meaningful when you realize the truth they represent. These are all just symbols. We must look within." And then the guru sings a beautiful song. "If someone is praised by all, if someone is powerful and tall, but there's no internal sacred call, it doesn't really matter at all. The Creator gives us to us all the same. Let us lovingly sing thy name." The pundit dawned on the truth. "I have now learned to seek wisdom and happiness from inside and not from outside. In the future, I will do my very best to get rid of my thoughts of ego and remain absorbed in the non by the grace of the Lord."
Salam everyone. I just wanted to share this two stories, in fact, that I came across while I was looking for stories in the internet. So first, the first one is titled Spider and the Bug. There was once a spider who lived in a cornfield. He was a big spider and he had spun a beautiful web between the corn stalks. He got fat eating all the bugs that would get caught in his web. He liked his home and planned to stay there for the rest of his life. One day, the spider caught a little bug in his web, and just as the spider was about to eat him, the bug said, "If you let me go, I will tell you something important that will save your life." The spider paused for a moment and listened because he was amused. "You better get out of this cornfield," the little bug said. "The harvest is coming." The spider smiled and said, "What is this harvest you're talking about? I think you are just telling me a story." But the little bug said, "Oh no, it is true. The owner of this field is coming to harvest it soon. All the stalks will be knocked down and the corn will be gathered up. You will be killed by the giant machines if you stay here." The spider said, "I don't believe in harvests and giant machines that knock down corn stalks. Can you prove this?" The little bug continued, "Just look at the corn. See how it is planted in rows? It proves that the field was created by an intelligent designer." The spider laughed and mockingly said, "This field has evolved and has nothing to do with a creator. Corn always grows that way." The bug went on to explain, "Oh no, this field belongs to the owner who planted it, and the harvest is coming soon." The spider grinned and said to the little bug, "I don't believe you." And then the spider ate the little bug for lunch. A few days later, the spider was laughing about the story the little bug had told him. He thought to himself, "A harvest? What a silly idea. I have lived here all my life and nothing has ever disturbed me. I have been here since these stalks were just a foot off the ground, and I'll be here for the rest of my life, because nothing is ever going to change in this field. Life is good, and I have it made." The next day was a beautiful sunny day in the cornfield. The sky above was clear and there was no wind at all. That afternoon, as the spider was about to take a nap, he noticed some thick, dusty clouds moving toward him. He could hear the roar of a great engine, and he said to himself, "I wonder what that could be." So this is the first story. I think this is a very good story, especially for the time that we are in. And the second one is titled "The Wise Grandmother." A young woman went to her grandmother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed as one problem was solved, a new one would pop up. Her grandmother took her to the kitchen. She filled 3 pots with water and placed each on a high fire, and soon the pots came to boil. In the first pot she placed carrots, in the second she placed eggs, and in the last she placed ground coffee beans. She let them sit and boil without saying a word. In about 20 minutes she turned off the burners. She fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. She pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. Then she let the coffee out and placed it in a bowl. Turning to her granddaughter, she asked, "Tell me what you see." "Carrots, eggs, and coffee," she replied. Her grandmother brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did and noted that they were soft. The grandmother then asked the granddaughter to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, grandmother asked the granddaughter to sip the coffee. The granddaughter smiled as she tasted its rich aroma, then asked, "What does it all mean, grandmother?" Her grandmother explained that each of these objects had faced the same adversity, boiling water. Each reacted differently. The carrot went in strong, hard, and unrelenting. However, after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg had been fragile. Its thin outer shell had protected its liquor interior, but after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hardened. The ground coffee beans were unique, however. After they were in the boiling water, they had changed the water. "Which are you?" she asked her granddaughter. So I think this is also very, very relevant for the times that we are in. So hopefully at the end we will be one of those successful ones following the eternal divine path. All thanks to God for this wonderful feast, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this activity with the beautiful stories. Shalom. So